Hear something there in the shadow. Written by Safely Capricious and read by K-Burb. This is a DC fic, rated mature, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationships between Constantine / Jason, Jason and Bruce, and Gotham City and Jason. It also features an original demonic character and is tagged with demonic possession, POV outsider, unreliable narrator, sentient Gotham City loves Jason Todd, competent Jason Todd, and established relationship. Edvick tries to snarl, but the second thing they'd done was gag the body he's in, so the attempt doesn't do much. He can't even get the gag to cut into his skin, try as he might. His hands and feet are likewise restrained, secure but soft, and it wouldn't hold him but for the circle, and he tries to snarl again. Constantine, and hadn't that been an unpleasant surprise, mumbles around his unlit cigarette, but makes no move on the circle. They've never had the displeasure of meeting. Edvick knows that the chance of Constantine knowing his name is small, though not impossible, but the chance of him being correctly recognized is as close to impossible as can be. So he'll either have to guess, and will use the wrong name, and Edvick will be free again. Or he'll have to banish the body he's inhabiting and the soul he's locked up in the attempt. The soul in question is obviously the self-sacrificing sort, and has been screaming to banish them both to save everyone else since Constantine swaggered in and explained the options to the children. Would B know the demon's name if we get it to possess someone else? Little Timmy Drake, with his almost sociopath intellect, asks. Shut up, says the first son, still so angry at the whole world, but especially at himself. He wouldn't want to risk anyone else. He's possessed, Timmy points out dryly. I don't think he gets a vote. And what? We just drag a civilian down here to be... I'll do it, interrupts the second son, and the soul knocks so hard against his cage in protest that Edvick actually has to put some more effort into keeping it secure. Can't guarantee that old Bats has gotten the name, Constantine points out. Edvick watches the magician's eyes track the pacing of one Jason Todd, even as the soul batters itself in protest against the bars of its cage. Two birds, Edvick thinks. One stone. He's very confident that the soul hasn't learned his name, and is clearly horrified by the thought of Edvick possessing his son. And without his name, Constantine will be stuck in the same place, and forced to either free him or banish them both. He knows it, is the confident response. Edvick can't wait for the despair he'll get to experience as he tortures Jason Todd's soul in hell, failed by both his father and lover. Alas, it seems not to be, as the rest argue for endless moments and the soul quiets, finally, satisfied that it won't happen. Sweet little J-Lad glances over, and Edvick smirks around his gag, and the expression darkens, and he's... Yes. He steps forward into the circle, and Edvick flows out of poor little Brucey and towards the son he's already lost once, who he's about to lose again. Worse this time. And the soul, pitiful thing that it is, tries to stop him as the cage vanishes, but the soul is weak from hammering itself against the sides in protest, and Edvick flows smooth as silk into his new host, and the jaws close. He's on a street. Dark. It's night. The skyline of Gotham looms above, jagged teeth and an open mouth laugh toward the dark sky and the cruel god who there resides and... Huh, Jason says. You're older than I thought you would be. He's standing on the street opposite Edvick, wearing the same thing he was in the real world. How unimaginative. I thought only young demons were dumb enough to come to Gotham. Your father is suffering more than you can know. Edvick laughs. Watching you be possessed. And your lover will be forced to banish you if he hopes to keep me trapped. And then I will show you true horrors. Jason rolls his eyes. Dad can be kind of short-sighted like that. You're right. Jason agrees. But John won't have to banish anything. The cage, gleaming black obsidian, sharp as a knife and hot as hellfire, rises around Jason, and Edvick laughs more. Oh, the soul says, reaching out to tap his fingers against the cage despite the heat. I see you don't understand. Edvick, I'm not the one who's trapped here. And he taps the cage again, and it shatters into dust in every direction. And when the area is clear, the soul is gone, and the skyline looms closer and closer, and Edvick tries to flee, but Brick has grown over his limbs, and he's pulled down, 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 down into the hungry maws of the city, and the street smooths back over. The skyline shuffles itself comfortable. There is a smear of black tar on a brick and nothing else. Edvick! Bruce manages with a gasp, ignoring the ache in his head and the shaking of his limbs. One stick has pulled off the gag, and he goes to work on removing the other bonds. His name is Edvick. Get him out of Jason, please, John! Eh? Constantine blinks at him, glances at where Jason stands, stock still, expression slack, eyes gleaming like an oil slick. He's fine. Bruce is about to beg. He's been trapped in his own mind, screaming to get out. And the thought of that happening to Jason, of Jason having to experience that for even a second longer than he has to, infuriates him. He may not approve of the relationship between the two of them, but he's never thought of Constantine as cruel. But before he can say a word, Jason is stretching, the glow draining out of his eyes like an emptied cup. Bleh, he says, reaching for the bottle of water that Constantine is suddenly holding out, and immediately swigging some and then spitting it out. Normally, Bruce would object to spitting on the floor of the Batcave, but he's too busy trying to examine Jason, to see if it's really Jason, or if Jason is trapped there somehow, to care. You know that won't help, love, Constantine says, stepping close and leading into Jason. It's not actually physical. Makes me feel better, Jason admits, grinning faintly. Jason doesn't smile around him like that, and Bruce hasn't been around him and Constantine enough to know if this is normal, if he's himself. He regrets that, now. Constantine might not be who he ever would have chosen for Jason, but if his son is happy, and most importantly, alive, isn't that the most important? Jason tilts his face down to kiss Constantine. Bruce keeps watching. That helps more, he says, softly, when he pulls back. Gross, Tim offers, typing something into his phone without looking up. How? Bruce asks. He's been unlucky enough to see Constantine do exorcisms before, and they've never involved as little fanfare as whatever happened to Jason. But he also can't imagine that Constantine would be kissing a demon willingly. Unless Constantine is also corrupted. "Fed him to Gotham," Jason says. She's always hungry. Then to Constantine. "He thought Gotham would be ripe for the taking if he got B. So I don't know who is telling stories, but you might want to stick around for a bit." Constantine smirks up at Jason and tugs on the collar of his leather jacket. "I could be persuaded to stay." "Guys, can we get Bruce upstairs sometime this century?" Dick asks, breaking the moment. And Bruce lets himself be pulled to his feet, finally. Bruce is still not sure that Constantine is good enough for Jason, but it's clear that he's who Jason has chosen. Perhaps much like how Gotham has chosen Jason. Bruce feels old and battered, but Jason seems happy. And for now, that's going to have to be enough. So, he jerks his head and implicitly invites Constantine up to join them in the manor and gets to watch Jason's grin brighten. The end. This was recorded as a treat for Flower Parish during Podoween 2024, and also it fills the prompt spice, except I crossed out the E and now it's spicy, because, you know, it's a little spicy. There's a little spice to it.